a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30 in Salt Lake City. With that rain and rain mixed with snow, it is 39 degrees.
Lots of delays from the weather this morning on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour with supply chain problems. Cargo ships off the coast of Southern California are piling up. More than 100 are waiting to dock in Los Angeles and Long Beach. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi begins our team coverage on the U.S. supply chain squeeze.
The CEO of one toy-making company says the cost of shipping supplies like cardboard and plastic have recently increased by 300%. He expects some toy prices to double by next year. The Biden administration has taken steps to alleviate the logjam, announcing that the Port of Los Angeles will operate 24/7. But a trade group representing clothing manufacturers is demanding more action, suggesting, quote, the use of the National Guard or using naval ports to help unload cargo.
Meanwhile, one economist is not worried about the long-term inflation picture. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
Visiting University of Utah professor and senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, Dean Baker, says it's likely the backlog at ports around the country will eventually clear. Once that happens, he believes many of the reasons for price increases on a variety of goods will then be non-existent. He's hoping it'll be a matter of 3 to 6 months rather than years.
We have more information on that story on our website at kslnewsradio.com. An audit of the State Health Department says the agency is too influenced by federal money, not state health priorities. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Lindsay?
And Tim, this audit came at the request of lawmakers. It alleges that the State Health Department applies for federal money based on what's available, not based on the needs of the state.
We don't believe that the grants and the funding priorities sought after by the department are a result of clear direction and strategy. Rather, the availability of funded grants is driving priorities, not strategy.
Senior Audit Supervisor Jesse Martinson, said the majority of the department's money comes from those federal grants and that the agency isn't innovating. For example, the bills that affect the agency, the audit says, are mostly pitched by lawmakers, not the department. Executive Director Nate Checkitz agreed there is room for improvement, but also said the department can be proud it has a workforce dedicated to public health. Live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The FDA is looking at whether people ought to get a different type of COVID-19 booster shot than the one they initially received. ABC's Alex Brochet has more now from Washington.
The FDA is considering whether Americans should mix and match their COVID booster shots. A source telling ABC News the FDA is moving towards recommending people get boosters that match their original doses, but could give leeway to healthcare providers with certain patients to allow a shot from a different brand.
We'll get a live interview coming up at 6:45 with more on this topic from Intermountain Healthcare. Parents have been protesting in California over the state's plan to require vaccinations for all public school students. Taiki Rodriguez says she doesn't feel it's the government's right.
I'm not a parent that wants my child to be controlled by the government or myself as a family by the government. So I want my child to not be vaccinated.
She and others point to the data from the last almost 2 years to show children are at a much lower risk from COVID-19, and they still want to see more data for the vaccine for kids. Other national stories, KSL is following the gang that kidnapped a group of 17 American and Canadian missionaries in Haiti, has asked for $17 million for their release, or $1 million each. The FBI and the State Department are part of the effort to get the U.S. citizens to safety. The missionaries were with Christian Aid Ministries based in Ohio. They were taken after visiting an orphanage back on Saturday. The barricades separating traffic in the southbound lanes of I-15 between Riverdale and Layton were supposed to be removed overnight, but the weather could be keeping them in place, at least for now. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas is watching the situation.
The plan was to open three southbound lanes and ease up restrictions on that side of the project. As always, though, the Utah Department of Transportation says weather and other factors can cause delays. Mitch Shaw with UDOT tells KSL-TV's Mike Anderson a new express lane will come later.
The express lane won't be open quite yet. That'll come a few months later. The project is scheduled to finish by the end of this year.
The lane restrictions in the northbound lanes remain in place. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The storm has brought more snow to the canyons and mountains, but Snow Survey Supervisor Jordan Clayton warns we aren't out of the drought just yet.
You know, the benefit of having these above average soil moisture conditions is going to be lost if we don't get a good snowpack.
Sometimes we had false starts in the past where we start with what looks to be a very good winter and then the water just trickles.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.